AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Ukrainian officials say Russia's exerting heavy fire on multiple fronts, increasing the pace of its attacks in the east of the country, with the goal of taking full control of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Strikes on Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, continue. Dozens of civilians are wounded. At least one there was killed. Britain's foreign secretary calls for contributions of heavy weapons to help Ukraine.
We can't be complacent. The fate of Ukraine hangs in the balance.
Long before the first Russian troops arrived at the border, Kremlin-backed hackers had infiltrated Ukraine's cyber networks. Experts say that helped them key in on Ukraine's fighters and those organizing to protect their country. Holocaust Remembrance Day is being observed around the world, marking the anniversary of the 1943 Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, the most significant act of Jewish resistance during the Holocaust. The head of Germany's parliament participated in the remembrance at the Israeli Knesset.
Wir müssen entschieden gegen jede Form des Antisemitismus kämpfen.
A federal judge in Louisiana is blocking the Biden administration from lifting a health-related provision, Title 42, that forbids migrants from seeking asylum because of fears of spreading the coronavirus.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was on Capitol Hill Wednesday for two hearings where he faced blistering questions. In the House Homeland Security Committee, Mayorkas said,
"We will not lose operational control of the border."
But Representative Michael McCaul of Texas countered,
"I've never seen the border more broken."
The judge in Louisiana has scheduled another hearing on May 13th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Four people are dead in the Biloxi, Mississippi area. The man suspected of killing them is now dead himself after a two-hour standoff with police in Gulfport. This is AP News. Local leaders in Central Florida say they're still confused about a new law to take effect next year that strips Disney of its special status.
The administrator of the Reedy Creek Improvement District, Donald Greer, says the change could delay expansion of a solar power project. The Union for the District's Firefighters is worried about what the dissolution might mean for members' lifetime benefits. The move came in a Republican push to punish Disney over its opposition to another new law, barring instruction on gender identity and sexual orientation in early grade school. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police in Las Vegas say a rapper known as Chopper is facing a felony sex trafficking charge, alleging that he used his large social media network to recruit women as prostitutes. 37-year-old Kevin Lamont Barnes was arrested Monday. He was featured on the early MTV reality series, Making the Band. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.